everybody. We survived. We did it. We think. You okay? Tree still standing? Are you still standing? No broken ankles? Maybe a broken shovel? That's okay. You'll survive. We'll survive together. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. It's me, Dave, back after the biggest storm of the year decided to show up a week away from Easter. And we had another stellar show for you, which we're going to put together here in our normal customary highlight reel. John has a new app that may be of use to you if you get caught in an awkward situation. It was the day of the dinosaurs for one lady on a 911 call we heard today. John explained the Ruddles during breakfast with the Beatles. We handed out Eagles tickets for three to see tomorrow. Tomorrow is the big granddaddy of them all. Elton John tickets at 7:30 for three to see. Make sure you hit that. And speaking of rock stars, today we talked to former frontman for Styx, the always lively Dennis DeYoung. It's all in here for you right now. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
This is a story that I just haven't had a chance to get to. It happened a week ago. A Pennsylvania pastor insists that he was merely counseling a naked man who cops found bound with nylon rope in a parked car on a residential street, and he says, "I have nothing to hide."
Huh.
Okay.
That's where I get counseled.
Yeah. A witness told police that the naked man got out of the car and was in full view of his daughter's window.
Okay.
All right. And the pastor, George Nelson Gregory, was sitting in the back seat, parked outside of the house with this guy in the car, right? And he says, "I was counseling a young man with a drug problem."
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he's tied up with rope, right? Naked in the back of a car. All right. "I did nothing wrong," Gregory told police at the station, adding that he and the man were approached by police because the officers thought somebody in the car was unconscious. You know, you got to come up with an excuse of some kind. Got to be a better excuse, and well, we might have it for you.
It happens time and time again. You're a pastor who's walking to your car, and you find a naked man bound with rope sitting in your back seat. Well, not anymore, with the Naked Guy Bound with Rope Sitting in Your Back Seat Explanation Generator app. Yes, next time you, a pastor, find a naked guy bound with rope sitting in your back seat, you can be prepared.
Whoa, pastor, what's that naked guy bound with rope doing sitting in your back seat?
We're practicing tying and untying knots like Boy Scouts.
Yeah, right.
He has a strange mole on his inner thigh and he wants me to look at it and pray for it.
Try again.
He's my hostage and no, wait.
I knew it!
So say goodbye to naked guys who are bound with rope sitting in your back seat with the Naked Guy Bound with Rope Sitting in Your Back Seat Explanation Generator app. Available now.
The John DiBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird in my bush.
MGK.
You ever notice, you know, if someone is going to get abducted by a UFO, it's always some guy in a town like Eloy, Arizona.
Right. It's never Manhattan.
Right. You know, in a double wide, you know, sitting there with a six pack of Keystone Light.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Something like that. Well, we've got one, and it is actually in Eloy, Arizona. The Parks Department in Eloy, Arizona held a children's event this weekend called Day of the Dinosaurs, where they put up a bunch of activities on. And have you ever seen these dinosaur suits? I mean, these big dinosaur suits that people get into, right? They had those there as well.
Okay.
That prompted a woman in Eloy to call 911 to get some information.
Oh,
listen to this call.
Eloy Police Department. Hi, do you have an emergency going on? Because I'm going to ask a dumb question and I want to hold you to something that different.
No, ma'am. You're okay. Go ahead.
What's this about dinosaurs coming to Eloy today?
Let me look it up on Facebook for you.
I'm like, there's no way it could be live dinosaurs. We're not in the
No, it's not real. I think they're made to, like, look real.
Yeah, they must be the that's what I was going to say, the electric.
Okay, it's called Day of the Dinosaurs, Bringing the Past to the Present with Dino Crew Entertainment. And it's today from 12 to 3 at Main Street Park.
She's expecting live dinosaurs.
Right. Okay. I don't think they'd be live ones. My brother's so stupid, I swear. I'm dumb to think that it might be.
Well, I think they make them look that way, but they're not actual dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
This calls for our This calls That's for our very idiot. Special jingle.
You are an idiot.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
It was on a Saturday in 1978, Saturday in March in 1978, that America saw the second British invasion with the introduction of the Ruddles on Saturday Night Live. That's how we first found out about this group. And if you've never encountered it before, Eric Idle of Monty Python fame used a bit that he did on a local British TV show when he was a guest host on Saturday Night Live. And Lorne Michaels saw the bit and said, you know, I love this. And he went off, he says, you should do a whole documentary on this make-believe Beatles band, the Ruddles, right? They came from Rutledge. That's why they were the Ruddles. So he got NBC to bankroll Eric Idle to put this thing together. The Ruddles, All You Need Is Cash, is what it was called. And if you've never seen it, the entire thing is on YouTube, and it is hilarious. But what's most hilarious is the parodies, because they did all of the most famous Beatles songs the Ruddles way. So you had songs like... This, of course, is from their famous Roof concert. Get up and go.
Get up and go. Get up and go. Get up and go back.
And of course it was from their early days. And then this is my favorite. Yes. Piggy in the Middle never reached the height that they expected it to, but those are the Ruddles and these are the Beatles.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
He will be at the Sands Event Center in Bethlehem this coming Saturday, and you get tickets through sandseventcenter.com. He is fresh back from running chores for his wife. Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis DeYoung is joining us. Hey, Dennis.
Fruit, fresh fruit and bran. How am I going to work if I don't eat that every morning? Small glass of prune juice and a shot of vodka.
I've got to ask you, how big is your house? Because every time we call you, there is an echo the size of it. It's like the Grand Canyon.
I actually have a double wide in Elgin, Illinois. But it's unfurnished.
Is this show going to be one of the 40th anniversary Grand Illusion shows?
Yeah, I guess it is. I think it is. I think they're almost all Grand Illusion. You know, I don't know, John. I'm 71. Am I supposed to know? They put me in a big flight case. They shove me on a truck. They take me out at Showtime. They point me to the stage and say, sing these songs. And I said, wait a minute. Don't stop believing. I didn't write that.
All right, now, the Grand Illusion, being the first concept album that you guys did, and we talked about concept albums in the past, especially when we were talking about Sgt. Pepper, was everybody on board when it came to the idea of doing this concept?
Absolutely. And here's the thing about thematic albums and concept albums. If you look closely at Dark Side, what is that about? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at Wish, a lot of the concept albums and thematic albums, any of the Yes albums, of course, no one ever knew what any of the lyrics that Yes wrote ever, so who knows. But the fact is, I'm going to clarify uncomfortably when I said, at the end, I thought that they were angels, but to my surprise, we climbed aboard their starship, and we headed for the skies. They weren't aliens. They were the Starship Enterprise.
Okay. All right.
That's the biggest misconception of all time. No, it isn't. There are others. But for me, it is. But Some Sail Away is about yearning to be in a better place. And it's the dream that pushes us to succeed. So, yes, most of that album is.
Over the years, look, we play a lot of Styx songs here on the station.
Keep it up, for God's sake. Well, how am I going to make a living?
But do you have a favorite Styx song by one of the other band members?
Of course.
And it is?
Oh, you want to? Oh, okay.
He doesn't want an answer to that.
I really like Fooling Yourself. It's one of my favorites. It's by Tommy. Tommy wrote a lot of really good songs. The Fool and Yourself to me, he said at one time he wrote it about me, and then over the years he changed his mind and said it was really writing about himself. I don't know where he's come out on it in the last 20 years. We don't talk, but that's my favorite Tommy Shaw song, because I love that get up, get back on your feet, you're the one they can't beat, and you know it. That's a good one.
If given a choice, would you rather have a number one hit or a lifetime classic?
Oh, that's a lifetime classic. Absolutely. A number one hit. In order for a song to go number one, what it needed to do was break all at once in every region of the country. Mm-hmm. If you had what was called a regional hit, in other words, Lady broke out of Chicago in the Midwest, and then moved slowly across the country. So it only never got as high as number six, though it was number two or one in every market that it was played in, which was all of them. But you need to combine all those numbers at the same time to get a high chart position. So a number one record doesn't always mean, you know, longevity. Mm-hmm. It can be the, you know, it can be, as they say, the flavor of the month.
Right.
Plastic song that lasts forever, that's what you want to write.
I mean, look, Billie Jean was a really big song, but you don't hear it regularly anymore. Meanwhile, Come Sail Away, the day doesn't pass that there isn't, you know, 100-some-odd radio stations in America, if not more, who are playing that song.
Yes, and that's good. And Don't Stop Believing, I wish I'd have written that one. Is that the national anthem now? I don't know.
Dennis DeYoung, this coming Saturday.
Who's better than DeBella? Nobody!
Say goodbye to Suzanne for us.
Thanks, John.
I don't particularly like
John DeBella.
For the same reason that I dislike
the John DeBella podcast.
What time is the Villanova game tomorrow night? Do you remember?
7:27.
7:27?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why did they do that?
I have no idea. That's a long Star Spangled Banner. All right, but 7:27. All right, and do we know if they've gotten there yet?
I don't know that. I'm assuming so.
I couldn't believe
when you had
this whole storm happening, right? Jay Wright decided West Virginia left on Tuesday. Right. And, you know, and Jay Wright decided, no, we'll leave tomorrow. So they left yesterday. They couldn't get their bus out of the parking lot. And I said, OK, they're taking the bus up.
Put a plow in that sucker.
Right. You know, but I'm thinking taking the bus up. No, they took the bus to the airport. And so they must have a private plane. And supposedly they flew to Boston yesterday. I don't know which could have been more dangerous, you know,
right, exactly.
You know, the white out on the road or the idea of going through a nor'easter with an airplane, right? But it all starts tonight, and, well, it's the 16.
Wildcats, Wildcats, plus another Wildcats, Mountaineers, Seminoles, Jayhawks, Animalback, Bulldogs, Blue Devils, Boilermakers, Orange Ramblers, Red Raiders, Tigers and Aggies and Wolverines, each and every bracket on the planet blown to smithereens. The Sweet 16.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.